55 Cape Investments LLC, northeast of Delaware Route 1, 700 feet northwest of Old Mill Road, Road 265A. Tax map ID is District 334, map 1, parcel 12, a variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
Could you move that a little further down, Mr.?
Anywhere you'd like.
Yeah, thank you.
These.
Getting old.
This and this should be in your packet as a section.
Okay, fine.
And this, this one is simply a zoning map. The red is indicates.
Are you going to refer to the easel?
We will, Mr. Rickard. For the record, Mr. Chairman, I'm Gene Byard. I represent Cape Investments. With me is Ken Christianberry, a licensed Delaware engineer who represents Cape Investments as well. With permission, I'd like to proceed. And if there are people with an interest in the application, you're welcome to come forward and look at the exhibit. Slightly more than 3 years ago, Ken and I appeared before Sussex County Council and asked that this property be rezoned to CR1. It was zoned CR1, and the purpose was to develop a Meineke store. The store opened Memorial Day of 2011, and the applicant, or its principal, Lee Repass, told council in 2010, fully staffed, there would be 5 to 7 employees at his store. There are now 15 full-time employees. There are 4 part-time employees, and he needs to employ 6 more people. The reason for this application is that Meineke Corporate Headquarters has asked that he add 2 more service bays to accommodate the demand for Meineke service. In order to do that, he will be obliged to either relocate or demolish his existing storage building. What he proposes is to relocate the storage building to the rear of the property. He's asking for a rear yard setback variance of 25 feet, so that there would be a setback of 5 feet at the rear property line. As you all know, 5 feet is the rear setback. If the property adjoining were commercial, it is not, it is AR1. It is a farm field. Reason that that's the location for the relocation of the storage building is there's no other place for the building to go. Ken, if you could show the members of the board where the stormwater facility is that the Soil Conservation Service required.
Be happy to. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering in Georgetown. The stormwater facility exists today in this location here.
And am I correct that with parking required by the project and with front yard setbacks in the entrance, there's no other place to locate the storage building on the property?
That's correct.
In the file of this application, there is a letter from a nearby agricultural property owner, that would be J.G. Townsend, supporting the project. There's also a copy of a letter that I sent to the adjoining farm neighbor, letting her know that the application was pending and that Cape Investments was voluntarily going to construct what I call the courtesy fence to screen that lady's property from the site of the storage building and other things that might be stored on the property. As you all know, the standards for a variance are clear. What's unique here is, as I've stated, there's no other place to relocate the storage building. There's an obvious exceptional practical difficulty because this business is bursting at its seams, and Cape Investments and this Meineke store are a victim of their own success. There's no way that the building can be located on the property in conformity with the ordinance. The difficulty here was not created by the applicant, but by the requirements of stormwater regulations that must have been complied with in order to develop the property as the Meineke store. There should be no particular impact on neighboring properties because, and if you can go to the southern line, what is highlighted in orange are all the properties that are either C1, CR1, or B1 on the east side of Route 1 between the Nassau Bridge and Route 88. It's an area that has been trending toward commercial development for years, and the Meineke store was just one more step. In terms of impact, we don't believe there's any impact on the appropriate use or enjoyment of neighboring property. If anything, it stimulates additional CR1 development in this corridor, and that's probably good for the local economy. This is the minimum variance necessary because, again, the building can't be located anywhere else. In size, this building will be, am I guessing, less than 2,000 square feet?
Correct.
Roughly 40 by 50. This project is consistent with the character of development. In the area next door is the Surfing Crab, and I can't think of the name of the marine storage operation, but there's a boat storage facility immediately to the north. Other than that, we'd be glad to field any questions you have.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll go with Mr. Hudson.
What kind of things would be stored in the storage unit?
It would be parts, it would be vehicles there for long-term repair, and other automotive materials.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
It'll be accessed from the from Route 1.
Ken, if you could show Mr. Richards how access to the storage building will proceed.
Yeah, how would you access it?
This 2010 aerial photo shows the storage building here that was there before the Meineke was built in 2011. And the Meineke was actually developed here. The single family home there was removed. We have the Meineke here, another building, the Meineke property. This is that existing metal storage building right there.
Okay.
And so cross-access easement was required by DelDOT. No additional access is to be pulled from Route 1 for the development of this parcel. So they would come through there in this area here and get to the building there.
Hey, that's what I was looking for. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Answered question.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And Mr. Galloway, I have no question. You had answered that when you...
Mr. Byard, do you have... is Mr. Christenberry going to be sworn in? And
that would be a very good idea. Thanks for raising that point. Ken, if you would come forward and be sworn.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Kenneth Christenberry with Axiom Engineering, 18 Chestnut Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ken, while you're standing there, will you affirm that the testimony you have given and the exhibits that you have prepared and presented are true and correct?
I will, yes.
And you will confirm that you are a licensed Delaware engineer in good standing?
License number 11553.
Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Christenberry, do you... affirm that the statements Mr. Byard has made to the board are true and correct to the best of your knowledge? Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And hearing no other questions, thank you for that, Mr. Sherman. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter.
You have one letter in favor? You just want to highlight it with us?
It says it's nearby landowner. They are aware of the application of Cape Investments for a variance for the rear yard setbacks. They have no objection to the variance applied. And congratulations on the success of Meineke's store. And that's from Paul G. Townsend, president of J.G. Townsend and Jr. J. Junior and Company.
That's from Townsend Junior. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11255 based on the applicant's standards for granting a variance. I believe he has made that clear.
Yep.
And since the access was very, I was concerned about, was explained thoroughly. They've gone through all the reasonables for granting a variance. There is a uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. They've stated why they want to use that back there for storage and why it has to be where it is. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty is not being created. It's just being by the shape of the property. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We've got letter to that effect. The request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the request of the variance represents the least modification possible.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11255. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11255 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen, and Mr. Rickard.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
All right, gentlemen, I believe that's all that we have then for this evening. I'll start down here with, is there anything that we need to know, anything from the office?
I need to know when to put on the alum harem if the record is closed. When you'd like that put on.
Oh, okay. That's for the out for the checking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I had asked about that. I guess all the records and everything is in. So
the comments are in. I have not had a chance to review them yet, but there is a substantial number of them. I would suggest that it go on one of the September meetings. I will be out in the next meeting, but Everett Moore will be here. Certainly he's capable of handling that hearing if you wanted to have it then or on the next one after.
23rd, we just got it in. Do you want to, gentlemen? Next meeting or the 23rd?
Let information be circulated to us before.
Well, we have it also.
I can make sure you get that.
Well, listen, how about the 23rd?
Yeah.
That would be the second meeting that was scheduled for the 23rd, and could we circulate some of that to us then, please?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll send out those comments to each of you this week so you have them.
Okay. All right, then we'll put it on for the 23rd of September. That way you'll be here.
It's fine with me.
Well, I mean, you've been with us on. I mean, no disrespect to Mr. Moore, but however.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Now, do you have anything, Mr. Sharp, you'd like to share with us?
I do. Had some discussions with County Administrator Todd Lawson, also Everett Moore in our office about scheduling a kind of a follow-up to the fair housing seminar that we had back in March, and have spoken with Stephanie Hansen, who is one of the attorneys that's been dealing with that issue from the county standpoint, and it's been suggested it might be a good idea to have one that's tailored as a public workshop at a hearing in October for the board. Some issues that would be tailored to the board related to fair housing. We wouldn't be speaking about any specific cases, but it would be one that would be open to the public and give the board an opportunity to hear things tailored directly to the board and ask some questions. I've spoken with Ms. Hansen, and she's suggested that perhaps an hour would be sufficient for her. I've spoken with Lawrence Lank about arranging for that, and he's indicated that he could schedule it for October the 7th. And what we would have is a kind of a lighter agenda that night, a fewer hearings, and this portion of the hearing dedicated specifically to that workshop. And I think it'd be a good idea to have that. So what we would request is that the board would approve it to put it on the agenda for coming hearing.
October.
October the 7th, I think, was the date we had. So.
Okay. All right.
Have we gotten a picture for the Absher case?
Yes, we just got it Friday.
Didn't we?
Yes, we got them in Friday.
So it'll be on the next.
So it wasn't enough time for advertising, but it'll be on the 9th, September 9th.
Okay.
It'll be on the agenda.
Well, all right.
And that's the only other business we have, right?
Yeah. Okay, gentlemen.
Let me ask a question about that case 11247. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 11238. Wasn't there a fence?
You're talking about the LaVecchia case?
Yeah.
That one, I spoke with Dean Malloy, or had some email correspondence with him. The plan is to hopefully have that put on the next agenda under old business.
Oh, okay.
With an update for the board about what we've learned. So
okay.
I think that was the plan that I had corresponded with him. So it should be on next meeting's agenda.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Sharp. When we have something like this, is there a statute of limitations? Let's say a person doesn't come around. We keep it open. Is there a time limit? Or?
We have rules in place for the board that dictate that they should be heard within a certain time frame, and it.
I thought so. Yeah. I have to look them.
Yeah. Yep. We do.
Okay.
We try not to keep those things hanging out there too long.
Okay. Okay. Hearing there be no other business.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Third.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We have a third, so.
It's...